This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 96 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are starting our badly reviewed action movie month. Now, in the past, we've done westerns and women, and we've done women-led action films. And we've done action films of Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone, too many Sylvester Stallone movies. Yeah. And now we are to... grasping for ideas, I said, what if we just did some that are known for being bad? But what if we give them a chance? You never know. You know, they could be like the Ugly Duckling, who actually is got a nice soul. So me and Alex said, let's do it. And our first one up, Alex, a true classic.
Mm-hmm.
1997's Speed 2, Cruise Control. You have to add Cruise Control in there because they thought they were being real funny with the boat and a cruise. You get it. It's a car. Hilarious, right? Yeah. When's the last time, if ever, that you saw this movie?
I'm going to be really honest with you. I seen this, first of all, I don't even remember as much when the movie started. I don't remember it, yeah. But I believe I seen like half of it because I remember the first half, but then I totally just don't remember
all
the
new
last.
Stuff after that.
Yeah, pretty much. So I just saw like half a movie, like in 97, I believe, or whatever. Yeah.
I believe this was pretty much a first time watch for me because I've only ever seen bits and pieces. You know what I've seen a lot of times? The end, when the boat crashes into the town in like St. Martin or whatever.
Yeah.
I have seen that scene like 10 times, but the rest of the movie, don't even remember it. So we're going to go over all that. But before we do, let's go ahead and go over some of our standard things here, which is the box office and the Rotten Tomatoes. So the Rotten Tomatoes is what got us these movies. So I can't wait to share those numbers. But the box office, Speed 1, a big hit, a mega hit, you might say, launched Jan de Bont as a director, did Twister, then this. How did this do the year after Twister?
You'd be surprised. Well, Twister made money. You'd be surprised. Well, box office numbers for Speed 2, Cruise Control, 1997s are domestic, $48 million. International, $115 million, for a worldwide total of $164 million on a budget of $160 million. But opening was $60 million.
So it made $4 million, but with promotion, it probably lost money.
It lost money, yeah.
Well, let's go over these Rotten Tomatoes scores because I don't think, and I'm being honest, I don't remember. We're 96 episodes in. I don't think we've had one lower than this so far. I know we've had some low ones, but this might take the cake. I'm going to start with the audience score because the critic score is hilarious. The audience score is only a 16. So it's already very low, bottom of the barrel. Most people hate this movie. 84% of people say Speed 2. Nah. Okay. But it gets even better because critically, this has a 4. A 4%, which means 96% of critics said, what a piece of garbage. So, do you remember? I don't think we've had anything a 4.
No, we never got past. It never even got past 20. Nothing below 20.
I don't know if we've had anything in the teens that I can think of, but I know for a fact we never had a 4. Nothing in the single digits. No. So far, and we're going to give you our take in just a moment because none of this matters because we watched it. We're going to tell you what we think of it in 2021. Maybe time, you know, time sometimes helps with bad movies. It really does. But we've never reviewed a worse movie than we're about to do right now.
No.
So, you know, I'm being be honest, before we go, I tried to give this a chance. I hope you did too, Alex. Like, I tried to watch it thinking maybe it's not as bad as everyone says. So take everything we say with that in mind. Like, I try to give it a shot. So, you know, maybe some things are better than others. Maybe they're not. Alex, I'm going to let you take it away. Lead character. And of course, do you want to score both or you want to just go with Sandra Bullock? I mean, she's the returning character. Or do you want to do both?
We could.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the lead character is Alex, though, because he's the lead dude. I mean, we could do Sandra, too. We could do Sandra, too. She's hot.
Okay.
So we could do her, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's
score him and then we'll add in her.
Yes.
As like a 1B.
Yes. 1B.
Okay.
The sad thing is that this character's name is Alex.
I didn't even think about it.
And that it hurts me now, because if I was an action hero, this guy is not me, man. Like, first of all, the character is so weird. Like, this dude played an action star and it felt weird, right? Like, Sandra Bullock goes out with a guy that she said she met in a beach. So she thought she was a beach police guy. And all of a sudden, he's working in the same SWAT team that Keanu Reeves Jack worked in.
Same is captain.
And the same captain is in the movie.
They got the same boss as in the first movie.
He goes, Annie? What's she?
She's so stupid. What is this?
It was really bad. Really bad. Now, him as an action star is not even remotely believable. And I sat down watching this movie, try to see this with an open view, try to sit down and watch a movie like I sit down and watch a horror movie for the first time that is horrible, and see if I can enjoy this guy. This guy is not good as an lead character. They have no chemistries between each other. Sandra Bullock and him had no chemistry. I gave him a 2. I gave him a 2. I mean, if I could have gave him a 1, but he doesn't do anything. I mean, we'll talk about that in action scene.
He's not irritating. You know what I mean? A 1 is for like the real
annoying.
Irritating. I gave the same score as you. I gave him a 2. Look, Jason Patrick, he's been in things I like him in. I liked him in the movie Narc. I don't know if you ever seen the movie Narc. Joe Carnahan's first like movie before he did like Smoking Aces and A-Team. And he's really good in Narc with Ray Liotta. I also kind of like him in the movie The Losers as the villain. He's very flamboyant and he wears like one glove and he does a lot of weird stuff. But I don't think he's a bad actor. The problem is you could tell right from jump. He's just fake Keanu Reeves in this movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just fake Keanu Reeves. He got the short haircut. He got the same exact job. He doesn't look like Keanu Reeves, but they have the same features. Dark hair, dark eyes. They should have cast a totally, like, an Asian guy or a black person or a blonde. It's something. He's just knockoff Jack. You know what I mean? So that doesn't help him. He's already behind the eight ball coming in. Like, even if he gave the performance of his life, people are going to be like, this is not Keanu Reeves. I want Keanu Reeves. So unfortunately, he's not him. So I gave him a 2. He doesn't annoy me. As far as Sandra Bullock goes, she looks incredible in this movie. But I don't know if it was just me. Maybe it was you too. She's mad weird in this movie. Like, Annie was quirky in the first movie. But I wouldn't say she was weird. I would just say quirky, right? She's flat out weird in this movie. She does weird stuff. She says weird stuff. She talks weird. Even the way she talks, it almost seems like in the first movie, Sandra Bullock was playing a character. And then in this movie, Sandra Bullock was trying to play Sandra Bullock playing that character. You know what I mean? She was trying to remember, how did I do that? And she did like a fake version of what she did in Speed. She's not good in this either. She's actually like not annoying, but she looks great. But her acting's bad. I don't know what you think.
I was just gonna say that she's a hot, and I love Sandra Bullock. We all talk about it here we love her. She's beautiful. I think she's a great actress.
She's hilarious.
This has to be the worst movie I think I've seen her perform in. She is. Yeah. You are absolutely. She's a 360 from a Speed 1.
Right.
She's driving ridiculous in the street. It was like I don't know. It just felt like I was watching Dick and Jane, right?
Expert. She didn't have her license because she was speeding. Then she goes to take her driver's test and she can't drive at all. Like, forget speeding. She's like running over people and like driving diagonal. I'm like, this is stupid. It was stupid.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't like her at all. I mean, I gave her a 1.
Yeah, good thing we didn't score her, because then lead would have been a 1.
Yeah, she would have got 1.
We'll stick with Alex because we'll give him the 2. What a turn, right? You didn't think fake Keanu was gonna be better than Annie. Yeah. He's better than Annie. He's less annoying. All right, main villain played by Willem Dafoe. The always another one. Like, you have 2 actors in this that are always great. Usually, Willem Dafoe.
You said it. He's not good in this. He's good as Green Goblin, but this is like he was Norman Osborn, like trying to figure out his hacking system, because he was awful in this movie. God awful. My man was and it's funny because I think my wife knew the disease that he had to put the leeches on, which I was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, he didn't do nothing. Like, he didn't do nothing. All he did was he could have escaped this damn movie 10 minutes into the movie. He could have stole the jewelry, got on a jet, and left. No, he decided to stay around and make this movie longer. That's why he stayed around. Because honestly, his character, fine. He hijacks this cruise line because he got sick and they fired him. And of course, it felt like Die Hard 4 because he knew the ins and he created the software. It was the same damn storyline, just different. And to me, he had a means to do something, but other than him being a hacker, he didn't do nothing else. Like, literally, he did not do nothing else. He just hacked, and that is it. And he just hacked. So with just hacking, I'm giving him a 2. With like Alex, he's a 2, okay. My friend.
Fair enough. So I'll be honest with you. This was one of the elements that made me be able to sit through this movie and have at least a percentage of fun.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe is not good in this. You're right. I'm not saying that. I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, he's great. He's really over the top.
Yeah.
He has the weird leech thing, which is like, what is this? What? And maybe it's real. I don't know, but it's one of those things that they added to him just because he's a bad guy. So he carries a jar of leeches. Jars of leeches. And he calls them his little babies or whatever. Like, why he's got to be weird for? Like, why can't he just be a hacker who's not a freak show, you know? But that freak showness made me laugh a lot. So I'm going to give him credit for at least being, he's entertaining in this. In not in a great way, but he's entertaining. Also, is it just me? What is this movie? Like, oh my gosh. So we have fake Keanu Reeves in the lead role. And we have fake Dennis Hopper. He's the same exact thing, right? Dennis Hopper was a police officer. He gets his hand blown up so it looks like a potato. And then he wants his pension. He wants his millions of dollars, right? You know what I mean? He's mad because he got, you know, because he didn't get what he deserved. Willem Dafoe, he's a crazy guy. He works for navigation systems or cruises. And then he gets fired because he's sick. Now he's a disgruntled. They're both just disgruntled
old men.
Old employees of whatever they're attacking. That's it. It's the same. This is the same exact like hero villain setup as Speed 1, but worse in every single way possible. So all that said, I gave him a 3 because he entertained me. He did entertain me, but he's bad. If he didn't entertain me, I would give him a 1. But at least he's entertaining. He makes funny faces. I love the scene where he's drunk and he walks in the he's fake drunk.
Oh, come on. They really gonna let you in the cop. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. It's so ridiculous that it goes into that actually made me laugh.
Yeah.
The problem with this movie is none of the comedy is funny, but all of the serious parts are funny.
Yeah.
So it actually is like reversed. So I'll give him a 3. I'm feeling generous, but you're right. Yeah, all your points are valid. He ain't that good. Okay, action scenes.
Oh, sheesh. This is the worst. If this is an action movie, I don't know what is, because this is no action. I'm going to be honest. There's no action here. Except blow up grenades in a because Willem Dafoe does not fight Alex at all. Nope. The hero does not fight the villain in this movie. Nope. Okay. Honestly, Alex did not do nothing in this movie besides driving a motorcycle and taking out his gun while he's turning on the floor to begin in the movie. And he's other than that,
yeah, there's an action scene at the beginning.
Yeah. And that's
and
it.
At the end.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. With no. The plane and the jet skis. And
yeah, I guess.
The problem is that it's water action.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting.
It's not. Even when he's throwing the rope into the big propeller, which I was like, this is not even possible. Which I was like, this is not even funny. But honestly, I'm going to be really honest. I was not entertained with the action in this movie. I was laughing most of the time watching this movie. I gave it a 1. because honestly, this is like we are action movie guys, right?
Yeah.
And we got to be honest with the viewers here. And we're trying to do as best as we can to try to make this movie sound good, but it's hard to. You have a cruise liner that's about to hit an oil rig. The guy.
Sure enough, that would have been exciting.
Yeah, it would have been way better, to be honest with you. But no, he's going 15 seconds with another person down, up and down, and turning the revolve to move the cruise line. Like, that is one of the most ridiculous scenes I think I've ever seen in a freaking movie. And that's the thing. Like, okay, let's slow it down. They throw a rope to slow this cruise liner.
Super thick rope.
Yeah, the big one.
The thickest rope. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it's slowing it down, and then all of a sudden it shreds it like in 2 seconds. I was like, wait a minute, this rope is so thick. But I'm like, it is what it is. It had like 8 anchors on this boat, and it keeps ripping it.
Drop an anchor. What is going on here?
Yeah, it did drop an anchor, but it ripped it apart in like 10 knots, which I was like, yeah, whatever. I was like, this is baloney. Again, there is no, I mean, unless you want to say the jet skiing, when they're jet skiing, I can see it's action. Look, I can't. It's a one, man. There's no saving grace.
All right, so there's action, but the problem is, like I said, it's water action. Water action is only good if it's very suspenseful. So think of something like a recent movie like Underwater with Kristen Stewart. Like if you feel like you're going to drown and die, that's good water action. You know what I mean? It's intense. It's because water, naturally, you move very slow when you're in water. So it's not the thrilling. You have to change the way you film it. It can't be going for thrills, which is what Jan de Bont, what happened here? Okay, you're telling me you make Speed. Amazing. Amazing. A 94% critics, all this money, we loved it. You make Twister. Everyone on Earth loves Twister. No one hates Twister. Your third movie's Speed 2, Cruise Control. You just did two banger action movies. And then you're like, let's go on the water where it's very slow and it's not exciting. And the boat goes 10 miles per hour, and it's called Speed. It's not called Speed. This should be called Slow. This movie should have been called Slow Cruise Control. That would have been better because no one moves very quickly. They go kind of slow. Jason Patrick swims around and tries to find the deaf girl. I don't know. I don't feel like arguing with you. I'm going to give it a one.
There's no arguing. I will let you win that argument.
It's a one, and it's a one. Unfortunately, because Jan de Bont tried to film these like they were exciting and they're not exciting. He should have changed his style up. He should have went for the suspenseful action. The are they going to drown or are they going to make it out? Yeah. That is, I would have gave it more. He didn't. He tried to do the typical 90s style action on water. No bueno. Mm-mm. And you know, did you laugh when Willem Dafoe hits the pole and the thing starts sparking, the airplane, like it starts sparking. It looked so funny. It was so funny. That cracked me up, but I still give it a one.
Yeah.
Okay. So storyline.
Oh God. Look, just because it mimics Speed, it's not good. When you mimic an old storyline that you did already and it was a hit and you try to recreate it again and you think it was going to be successful, just changing a bus to a boat and it's not going to work. To be honest with you, I gave it a one. This storyline is not good. It could be better than the other movies that we're watching in this monthly theme. But honestly, I'm never going to put this movie on again. I'm never going to buy it. Even if they do it on 4K, I am not buying this in 4K. Imagine 4K.
What if it's a two-pack?
If it's a two-pack.
And it comes in a bus, then you have to buy it.
If it comes half bus and half, I was not going to buy it.
Half bus. Yeah. It's just like the front part is a boat. The back part is a bus. That would be hilarious. And the back part has Speed in 4K, but the front part has Speed 2 in Blu-ray. Actually, it's in DVD. I wouldn't buy it, but at least it would look cool.
I would buy it just for you. just to laugh. How horrible this movie is.
I'll constantly show people. Have you seen this? And it's a two-pack. Cruise Control. So a one for you. Look, I wrote down here one. That's what I have written down. You're right. What a stupid idea to just kind of make fake versions of the people in the first one and just make a second movie with them. What a dumb idea. Annie coming back. Like, if this was the same exact movie, but it was Keanu and Sandra Bullock, the lead the lead character would have got a higher score probably, and the rest would be the same. Like, the action's still bad. If just because Jack is swimming doesn't make it any more exciting than seeing Alex swimming. You know what I mean? It's the same.
Remember the black guy that he took his car in the first movie?
Oh, and then he's back. Like, it's literally the same exact movie.
Yeah, man.
Remember the little girl gets stuck in the elevator? Oh, like, here we go again. Someone's stuck in an elevator. And then you had, like, and then what was up with this, like, random group of people who are just there for, like, comedic effect? They're just like, oh, they're hanging out in the room. They just start taking off all their clothes.
Yeah.
And then they go outside, and then they, you know, like, I could have done without any of them. That's why Speed 1 worked. You love Keanu, you love Sandra Bullock, and then you want the people on the bus to live, you know, for the most part, except there that one annoying lady who gets run over. Good for her. But everyone else, you're like, oh, I hope they get him out. This one is just like, duh, what are they doing? And it's weird. Like, the cruise performers on this are UB40. UB40 is like a famous band. And you're telling me they're just hanging out on this little, it's not even a huge cruise ship. It's like a smaller one. Yeah. I've been on a cruise. It's five times bigger. UB40 and Tamia. They're just there. They're cruise singers now at dinner time. I'm like, this is wackadoo. I gave it a one. It's pretty bad. It's, for me, even though the action's not exciting, the worst part of this movie is the whole storyline. It's very stupid. It's very, very stupid. Okay, overall.
One.
Oh.
I'm going to be really honest with you. I mean, we had great laughs throughout this. Yeah. Listen, there's a reason why Keanu Reeves got this script and threw it in the toilet. Like, there was no way he was. And it's funny because I don't know if this was the script that they gave him. I don't know if they changed it around. I don't know what the hell happened with that situation. But if this is the movie they gave Keanu Reeves and he threw this in the dumpster fire and said, I am not putting my name attached to this dump, I applaud him. Because he did a lot of other movies that were just, eh. I like Johnny Mnemonic. I hope we cover that in our science thing so we can laugh.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, one day we can cover it. But I think Johnny Mnemonic might be 100 times better than this.
It's probably better than
this. Yeah, it gotta be better than this one. And the thing is like, this movie is god awful. And the thing that's sad, like I told my wife, I don't know what Sandra Bullock's filmography was when she got to this movie, because for her to take it, that means they offered her whatever Keanu Reeves was not coming back. They gave her like $20 million. To do this movie, to do it. And she just did the performance, a crappy performance. It was like, okay, it is what it is.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was.
She didn't want to be there. Yeah, she's going to be weird.
Yeah, she was just horrible in this movie. Yeah. Gorgeous in her bikini. Freaking Alex, no bueno. William Dafoe, great actor, but a horrible villain in this movie. And he's good villains. He did great villains
great
in
actor,
other movies.
Period. And you have Aquaman's dad in this, Temuera Morrison. He's great. I love him as an actor, but they just don't have a lot to do. Like, they don't have a lot to do.
It's I think John LeBlanc, he should have went, like, we need to rewrite this entire thing. Like, this was a horrible sequel. And I got to say, this has to be one of our, like, action movie. This has to be one of the worst action movies sequels in the franchise, like, we ever did. Like, this is really bad.
We might be off to a great start with this for our topic for this one, which is bad movies. So overall, I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2 because Willem Dafoe entertained me. I think I was a little more entertained than you were, although I agree with all your points. It's pretty much a mess. There's nonsense characters, nonsense plot, nonsense villain motivation. Like, this guy hooks up all these wires to this room, and all of a sudden he can hack into, like, the whole mainframe of everything, and he can do it while walking around. How's he doing it while walking around? I don't even think they had Wi-Fi in 1997. It wasn't even around. How did he do it without a wire just following him everywhere? He had exploding golf balls. I was like, what the heck is going on here? And they didn't really explode. They just kind of popped a little bit. You know what I mean? All to steal some diamonds. He could have done it way easier. You're absolutely right. He could have opened some doors and locked them behind him, taken them, and got out. Also, my favorite part, and this is the real reason I'm going to give it a 2, because this is my favorite part of the whole movie. Willem Dafoe is standing out on the deck.
With the captain?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Captain. And it's a rainy night out. Talking to the captain's like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, hey, I'm Willem Dafoe. Don't go past me. He puts his light, right? So I'm going to try to describe this as good as I could because I know it's a podcast, so I'll try to be visual. This is a light that is attached to the ship, okay? It is in the shape of, think of a light pole outside on the street in the shape of, let's say, an L, upside down L.
Like an arm. Like an L.
Yeah, like an arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upside down L. It's stuck. It's attached. He can't take it off. It spins, though. It can spin. Okay? So he spins it around. He blocks the captain. Captain's like, hey, man, what are you doing, man? Come on, man. And Willem Dafoe is like, he's saying whatever. He's very mad, right? And the guy's like, come on, man. This ain't right, man. So then Willem Dafoe's blocking him with the light. He tries to hit him. The captain dodges it, right? As you should, because it's attached to the railing. Mm-hmm. It can't move. All you have to do is not get within 3 feet of him, and you will not get touched. And the captain's like, oh, come on, man. I'm out of here, man. And what does he do? He gets close enough for Willem Dafoe to hit him with the stationary light. The light that can't move. The light that literally all you have to do is back up 2 steps and you're safe. He starts hitting him with the light. Boom, boom, boom. Knocks him over. Hilarious. Just for that, I give it a 2. Because I kid you not, I stopped it. I paused it. And I just started laughing. I was like, my man, all you had to do was move back 6 inches. And he couldn't touch you with that light. He couldn't touch you. He walked into his own death. It's hilarious. A 2. What's your overall score?
A 7.
Like a 7. Yeah, okay. Very low. Let's see. I have 2, 2. That's 4. I have an 8. So very, we're pretty close. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, an 8. So yeah, Speed 2, Cruise Control. Not far off so far. The critics gave it a 4 combined. Me and you gave it a 15 out of 25 from the two of us. That's very low.
That's the audience score.
Yeah. Yeah, we matched the audience pretty much as far as the percentage. So this movie's pretty crap. I think I had more fun watching it. At least I had some laughs, like this scene that I just explained to you. But that's how you know it's bad, when you have to like try to find something to like entertain you. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. And the funny thing is, out of all the stupid scenes that I remember the scene that he's connecting the cables because he had a fiber optic converter. I remember the stupid box. Yeah. Oh
my gosh. You remember that? I was going to bring that up. They literally wrote on the box what it is so that our stupid audience can figure out.
It's
a fiber optic converter.
And he had a drop ceiling with all the cables that goes into the ship.
Can you imagine buying a computer that on the top it says computer? You know what I mean? Or like a TV that says TV across the top.
It's like
this was so stupid.
It's the Batman 1966. When every time he goes into a Batcave, it'll say Bat Computer, like mad big. He'll say,
fiber optic converter, because I would never know what that box was. It's better if you don't know. Just stop it. Okay. So that is a Speed 2. We're off to a tremendous start with our bad movie month. Next week, we have a upcoming theatrical release, our first theatrical here on the podcast. We're going to be doing No Time to Die. The last of the Daniel Craig Bond films. And then the next episode after that, an incredible film that I actually saw in the theater, The Last Airbender, starring a bunch of kids and Dev Patel and directed by M. Night Shyamalan. So we'll be covering that. And then after that, as far as the franchises, our next one is just a 2-movie franchise. We're going to get through 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte, which I've never seen either one. So it'll be first time watches. So that's what we got coming down the pipeline for you.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, please support the channel by hitting that subscribe button. If you enjoy this video, please hit that like button, hit those notification bells so every time we go live starting November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern or any review drops, you guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.